It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Like, 5 minutes. Did I just say that word? Dump it.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
I said a bad word.
by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Just put your butt in me.
I heard that.
What? Whoa. Don't roll the promo yet. What'd you say?
I heard that.
What's that?
Repeat what you just said.
I started a sentence and then I thought of something else.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes. Approaching 8 o'clock on a Friday morning here on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, The Ticket. So even with the Musers out for Dry Dock, Jake Kemp, Mike Ducey, and T.C. Fleming will still carry the torch and award that emergency break of the week. Programming note, we will be joined by Razor Ray in 15 minutes, moved off his normal spot, and then we'll get back into the Cowboys at 8.55. But right now, we have three candidates. As Dry Dock begins, things get a little bit squirrely around here. We have John Fahey, normally the host of the Ticket Top 10, pulling double duty this week and producing Norm's show while Norm is on the road. Not positive they had met before this week. So we have John Fahey producing Norm's show and fielding Twitter questions for the Birdhouse. And there's a slight miscommunication here.
All right, Mateo Feo wants to know, which can you name more of? Santa's reindeer, the 12 days of Christmas, or Wu-Tang Clan members?
Or a what?
Wu-Tang Clan members.
It's probably not the last one.
What do we need more of?
Santa's reindeer.
What can you name more of?
Well, Santa's reindeer are fantasies, and we don't need any more fantasies, I don't think.
Can you name the 12 days of Christmas?
I think 13 days of Christmas. I could stand another day or two of Christmas. I could stand 14.
What?
In fact,
That is bumper cars if I've ever heard it. First of all, the way that Fahey does him no favors by the second time pronouncing it Wu-Tang Clan members.
Yeah.
As opposed to Wu-Tang Clan
members.
Or just
members of the Wu-Tang Clan to make it a little clearer.
Yeah, but that was not your chief issue there, which was it was what could you name more of and what do we need more of? And Norm is anti-fantasy, apparently.
Definition of disjointed.
There's
there.
A lot going on there. So that is, we'll put that as a Norm entry. So just so that in case that he does win, we can add to his illustrious career. Up next, we have this one I think I'm going to put on Mino. This is a Corby live spot. And I think what happens sometimes, like whenever your cousin from out of town who's a little bit older is in, you might start acting up a little bit more to impress him because you know that he's kind of a bad boy. Davey filling in with the hardline has turned Mino into the devil times two. Here's Mino during a live spot.
So if you're kind of stuck in a rut and you don't know where to go.
Can I interject something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, don't forget pajama ground.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If, you know, the
pardon
rut.
The interruption.
It's okay, Greg. It's okay.
Small talk and chit chat.
I know. The world's softest pajamas are available exclusive. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So go to pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. 1-800.
Lick it.
Give PJs and tell them Corby sent you.
Pardon me?
So there's a lot going on there. But
he's hijacking live spots now?
Yeah, good God.
Wow. I mean, we're highlighting the phenomenal work and service that Pajamagram can give you for a second time here. But yeah.
Are there no rules?
Davey's in town, so Mino's like, oh, I remember this guy. I'd like to impress him. Is this the rant guy? Here's my funny drops during a live spot. Let's just hear the beginning of this one again before the back half.
So if you're kind of stuck in a rut and you don't know where to go.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead.
Yes, don't forget Pajamagram.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you know, the
pardon
rut.
The interruption.
It's okay, Greg. It's okay.
Small talk and chit chat.
I know.
My favorite thing about that is just that it's a real person that he'd really like to help out. Hey, don't forget this. I'm sorry. I'm just having small talk and chit chat.
I just love that it finally genuinely tickles Corby. You can just tell. He's like, okay, I'll give you this one.
And number three will also come to us from that iteration of the hard line that is Corby and Davey and Danny. Now, the Mavericks were in Oakland last night, as will the Cowboys be Sunday night. Well, Donovan has been out in Napa this week with Twiggy. They've been visiting wine country. So Davey was out there recently as well, and Danny has some jokes.
Spent the week, like the weekdays in Napa, in Napa Valley.
Oh.
Had some wine.
A lot of them vineyards burned down, bruh.
Not on the Napa side. It's more on the Sonoma side, mm-hmm. which we didn't see.
By the way, Donovan's there right now with Twig.
Yeah, he texted me and asked me where we had gone.
Is he at the Thunderbird Vineyard?
Wow. Just wait. It's a very long way out.
Because he's black?
Oh, no.
No, but he is going to the...
That was a drop.
The
Mickey's. You play that drop?
He's going to the Mickey's Brewery Tour, though.
You can't make it that explicit.
You guys
Danny.
Suck.
The Mickey's Brewery.
Don't say that! You want to...
That's my favorite.
I can't believe you just said
You're
that.
You're going later. To hell. You.
Those were drops.
That's my favorite part of any line like that, is the second that someone else would like to come play, you're just indignant.
Yeah. This, oh, yeah. Yeah.
This, oh, Mickey's, come on. Really?
Now you've crossed the line, man.
All right, so that's Danny with a comment on Donovan's trip to Napa. 888-787-1310. I fully expect that with the substitute teachers in, everyone will vote responsibly. 888-787-1310. Let's vote for the e-break. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yes, the P1CR would like to vote responsibly for Norm. And in the spirit of Christmas giving, I'd like to thank Derek Pope for giving the homeless a place to poop. I love you, Ducey.
All right, thank you. So that's a Norm vote there. All right.
Love you too, man.
Good morning. You're on the ticket. What's your vote for the e-break?
I want to vote for Mike Ducey's nip slip. And I want to also vote for Davey's nipple ring.
Sure what the angle there is, but I'm going to make that a Davey, Danny vote. And I would not be surprised if Gen X Davey had nipple rings at one point. Good morning. You're on the ticket. What's your vote for the e-break?
Hey.
Hey.
Fake users. Give me Norm.
All right, man. We're being treated very well this morning. Although everyone in the class is doing their work and reading. It's taking proper naps. Good morning. How would you like to vote responsibly this morning on the emergency break?
Hi, shout out to Cali Veal, and I'd like to vote for Jake's Dirty Diarrhea Underpants.
Well, they're diapers, like actually. They're not underpants. They're diapers. They're adult diapers. That's a no vote. Good morning. How would you like to vote for the emergency break with Fox 4's Mike Ducey?
Hey, good morning. This is Michelle Wee.
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, hello. I'm so cold and so wet, but I would like to say I would like to vote today.
Yeah.
Give me Harvey because he treats me better than El Tigre and better than Harvey Weinstein.
Wow.
Courage.
El Tigre and Harvey Weinstein, so that's a Corby vote.
Courage.
Hello, how would you like to vote this morning for the e-break?
Hi,
Natalie Maines.
Hi, Natalie.
Die.
Hi, Daisy. I just want to vote for David Mino, just so you know, and then lovely hammer drops. Love you. Merry Christmas.
We love you too,
Merry
Natalie.
Merry Christmas to you
and the other chicks.
It wouldn't be Friday morning without it. All right, how would you like to vote for the emergency break of the week this morning, sir or ma'am?
Deuce.
Hey, good morning.
We all know that you wear a toupee. Is it also true that you wear a red-haired merkin?
Define red-haired.
More of a magenta chartreuse-y sort of.
Not sure what the exact tint is.
Happy Friday morning. How would you like to vote with the fake musers?
Some of my best friends are black.
All right. We are in a dead heat there. That's a Danny vote. Deuces all around. Good morning. How would you like to vote for the emergency break?
Oh, hey, Jake. Did you watch any of the Broncos Colts last night?
I did not.
Well, they did that weird camera angle for the entire game. I wanted to know if you like or hate that, and I'd like to vote for Norm.
Skycam, and I do love it, but I saved up my my energy last night for a little bit of Mavericks, and then I went to bed because I was a little tuckered out. But we do have a Norm vote there. Thank you, sir, and thank you to Skycam, the cousin of Sky Mirror. Good morning. How would you like to vote for the emergency break?
Yes, I'd like to vote for Dale Hansen's Harry Acorn.
Can you confirm or... Would you just like to move on?
I'm not familiar with that. Who?
you might
The guy your dad was talking
about.
You might have seen him on
Ellen. The dad. He's much more famous than you.
Yeah, just Google anything and he'll come up. Yes. Any social issue of the last 20 years.
It's relatively safe at this point, and somehow he's carrying the torch for it. Good morning. You are on with the fake musers to vote for the emergency break.
Did you know that Davy Duck picked his butt, and how many fingers did he use?
Because we need to salvage this thing, I'm going to register that as a Davy and Danny vote. Hello, how would you like to vote for the emergency break?
Hey, good morning to you, Jake and Deuce.
You.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, do you guys believe in the New Orleans-bound Mean Green?
I, in fact, do.
Well, good. Someday you will. Someday you all will.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
but my vote today is for Norman Adolf Hitzkus.
All right, we're getting close, boys. We're edging. This is what they call edging. Hello, how would you like to vote for the emergency break of the week here on the ticket?
Oh, hello, boys. it's your friend Susan Hawk again calling in.
Shouldn't you be filibustering? Oh, no, this is the pill lady. How would you like to vote?
Yeah. I don't know. Who's going to win tomorrow, the Rams of CSU or the Marshall Airplane Football Greenman?
No, why would a pilled-up district attorney be interested in a lower-tier bowl game featuring Colorado State? That's the strangest character ever. Hello, please vote responsibly for the emergency break.
Hello?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hello.
Oh, yeah. Is this the emergency break?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm sorry. I apologize. Oh, the P1CR wants to give a great big old shout-out to PK's dad from being down there at Como, Texas. We love old Jeffy Weffy, and I tell you what, we want to wish him long.
Vote! 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 Just vote.
No,
up next, please,
that
sir.
That was funny.
Or ma'am, how would you like to vote this morning?
Oh, good morning, fake muses. Thought I'd call in from Texas Motor Speedway to cast my vote for Norman Weinstein.
Yes, sir. That is correct. Mr. Me Too himself, it is Norm Hitzkus with a very confusing bumper car ride with John Fahey.
All right, Mateo Feo wants to know, which can you name more of, Santa's reindeer, the 12 Days of Christmas, or Wu-Tang Clan members?
Or a what?
Wu-Tang Clan members.
It's probably not the last one.
What do we need more of?
Santa's reindeer.
What can you name more of?
Well, Santa's reindeer fantasies and... We don't need any more fantasies, I don't think.
Can you name the 12 Days of Christmas?
I think 13 Days of Christmas. I could stand another day or two of Christmas. I could stand 14. In fact...
Okay, I want to hear the drop from the very end.
A day or two of Christmas. I could stand 14. In fact...
Boy, there's a lot going on there. That is a version of the emergency break of the week that someday you'll remember. Someday you'll all remember.